Welcome to the RCI Business Report for Wednesday, March 30th, 2022. Today, our report covers Jamaica, Barbados, Trinidad and Tobago, and the Eastern Caribbean Securities Exchange. On the Eastern Caribbean Securities Market, there were no trades on Tuesday, March 29th, 2022. The following are the latest closing prices for the major equities listed on the ECSE. Bank of St. Vincent and the Grenadines Limited, $9.01. East Caribbean Financial Holding Company Limited, $3.75. Grenada Electricity Services Limited, $11. Republic Bank Grenada Limited, $45. Grenada Cooperative Bank, $9.51. Bank of Nevis Limited, $3.50. St. Lucia Electricity Services, $20. On the Trinidad Stock Exchange, overall market activity resulted from trading in 18 securities, of which 9 advanced, 8 declined, and 1 traded firm. Trading activity resulted in the following movements of the TTSE indices. The All-TNT Index declined by 0.98 points to close at 2,089.29. The Composite Index advanced by 2.18 points to close at 1,449.96. The Cross-Listed Index advanced by 0.78 points to close at 107.28. The SME Index declined by 4.48 points to close at 36.19. Trading activity on the first-tier market registered a volume of 494,000 shares, crossing the floor of the exchange valued at $3.8 million. Massey Holdings Limited was the volume leader with 256,000 shares, changing hands for the value of $1.5 million. Followed by National Enterprises Limited, with a volume of 85,000 shares being traded for $254,000. On the Jamaica Stock Exchange, overall market activity resulted from trading in 60 stocks, of which 24 advanced, 26 declined, and 10 traded firm. Market volume amounted to 20.7 million units, valued at over $260 million. The following companies represented the overall volume leaders: Trans-Jamaican Highway Limited with 6.6 million units, JMMB Group Limited, cumulative redeemable preference share with 2.8 million units, and Wigton Wind Farm Limited ordinary shares with 2 million units. On the Barbados Stock Exchange, 2 unchanged as 13,400 shares are traded on the regular market with a total value of $18,200. Insurance Corporation of Barbados Limited was the volume leader with 10,000 at a high of $1.78 and a low of $1.78 before closing at $1.78. They were followed by Epley Caribbean Property Development Fund, which traded 3,400 shares. For RCI's business report, I am Atola Gibson.